Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is April the 19th, Wednesday evening's daily bread. April the 19th, 2023, Wednesday evening daily bread. Another day of living in the light of God's word. And I love where it says, where the word of God will change my life, I will never be the same. We can never be the same because the word of God has made a difference in our lives. And we are regenerated. We are new creatures. As the word says in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power, in his knowledge and in his wisdom, and following after him wholeheartedly with our lives, displaying the character and the nature of our Father God. He is so good. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Father, we just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for the breath you've given us, Father. Every day we wake up knowing that we are alive because of the breath and the life that you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so for that, Lord, we want to just thank you so much. And I thank you that the great Holy Spirit is present because he lives and abides in me forever. Gives me the words to say, articulate the words that you want our hearers to know, Father God. I thank you, Father, that we can come to the boot camp, to the filling station, Father God, to the oasis, and to the rivers of living water, Father, because you are the life in us. And so for that, we thank you so much. You came to give us the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God in us. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present in every listener's hearts, that they have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, that we're not just only hearers, but we're doers of the word. I'm a doer of the word. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your holy presence that is in us everywhere we go. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the house. We are the temple and the house of God that houses the anointing and his presence in us. We are his tabernacle, and we display his glory everywhere we go. And for that, we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. And like Sister Gracie and Brother Daryl say, we're faith walkers and we're faith talkers. We're not just spectators, we're participators. Amen. And one word from God will change your life. And that word, you hold on to it like a bulldog and don't let it go until the manifestation of what you've been praying for and believe God. And you have released your faith and declare what you want. Just hold on. Don't let go. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Amen. And welcome again. It is so good to be able to speak the word of God. And like I tell you, sometimes I feel like I have no energy. But once I start the daily bread, I'll tell you what. The word of God has power. Dunamis power. Supernatural power that just explodes inside, and God's strength and power comes forth in his anointing. Amen. I'm going to be reading on Jesus, our perfect hope. Can I hear an amen? The devotion on Jesus, our perfect hope. Today we're going to be speaking, decide to believe. Decide to believe. Believe what? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall be saved. You shall be healed. You shall be restored. Everything that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get what you believe. Whether it's in doubt or unbelief or in faith, you will get it in Jesus' name. Let's look at John 11:40. Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? According to John 11:40. There may be times when your struggles are so overwhelming that you'll pray, Lord, I just can't do this anymore. Not one more day. Believe me, when I was young in the Lord, it's going to be 42 years now that this great journey that I've been with the Lord is the greatest journey for me. But when I first got born again, I didn't know very much. And we were having marital problems in our marriage. And sometimes I would say, Lord, I just can't do this anymore. Not one more day. I can't take it anymore. And how many of you know that when we say that, you know, the enemy loves for us to complain and murmur. And I said it for so many years. And I go, Lord, what I know now, Father, those years that I suffered needlessly because I did not know the Word of God and did not have the knowledge of the Word. But don't you know that God is there with you and He empowers us? He gives us the strength to go through struggles, through the storms, through adversities and concerns that we have, anxieties, overwhelming. He will get us through. And that's why we have to be careful in what we say. We say it to the Lord, but a lot of times we want to say it to other people, and then it's not good to complain so much. Amen? There may be times when you struggle. Struggles are so overwhelming that you pray, Lord, I can't do this anymore. Not one more day or hour or second. It may be the emotional pain that has you devastated. Oh, yes, can I hear an amen? I know what that's like. Or perhaps the toll on your body is too much to handle, where your body aches in pain. Every day is a new day, and it seems like new aches and pains come, and the enemy just attacks the body. And it's too much for you to handle. Or maybe you've just gone too long without a glimpse that God will make a way for you. Sometimes it looks so dark ahead in the tunnel that we go through. And the tunnel seems so dark, we can only get a little glimpse of light. But we know that when we get to the end of that tunnel, we have the victory. Amen. We shout grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I know that, and you know that. And if you don't get a hold of it, you're not alone. The greater one lives in you and me, the great Holy Spirit. We're never alone. We never should say, oh, I'm alone, I'm so lonely, I'm so depressed. No, no, no. God is in us. He's in us, and He'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's how much He loves us. He loves us in the good times and the bad times, when we're having problems, when we're overwhelmed, when we have anxieties, concerns. He is right there holding out His hand and say, grab a hold of my hand, child, and I'll take you through. You trust in me, like the Lord says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. God is so good. Amen. Maybe you've gone too long without a glimpse that God will make a way for you. If that's where you are today, I can honestly say, I know how you feel. Believe me, I know how you feel. we all have gone through different things. And all of us can say amen to that. We know what it's like. We all go through adversities. We all go through overwhelming in times of depression or loneliness. When those thoughts of loneliness and depression, we cast them down. We say, no, you don't. Or concerns or anxieties. We don't let those things get to us. No, we don't. We have to catch them right away because they're arrows and they're darts from the enemy throwing at us. However, I can also confirm that Jesus consistently used those times to stretch my faith. Can I hear amen? My faith too was stretched through all those trials and tribulations and things that I went through, adversities. I am stronger today than I was then because I know the Word of God now. And the Word of God is a two-edged sword in my mouth. And when the enemy starts to throw things, I just start declaring the Word of God, what it says, and push that enemy right back out of my house and out of my life and out of my marriage and out of my family. Amen. However, I can also confirm that Jesus consistently used those times to stretch my faith, just as he is doing with yours now. And no matter how impossible the situation, he always comes through. He always came through for me, and he'll always come through for you. He will always be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he'll get you through every adversity and temptation, concern, anxieties, loneliness, sickness, disease, whatever it is. He will get you through it because his word is already written and it will not go back. It will go forth in power to accomplish all that God sent it to. Amen. But if you want to make it through the next day, hour, or minute, or second, you've got to get your focus on what he can do. Get your focus on the Word of God. Get your focus on the promises of God. Amen? On what he can do for you, and he will do it. It's already written. Everything. He already did everything for us. All we have to do is implement the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ for us and the defeat of Satan against our lives. Amen. You must decide in your heart that you will trust in him. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Because when we do, he will comfort us with his peace that transcends understanding. Amen. May the peace of God be in you that passes all understanding strengthen you. Amen. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding just give you that love. Amen. And give you peace. Jesus, help us. Help me to see, and help the person to see how much you love us and how much more we need to trust in you, that we can trust in you more deeply. Even when things are at their worst, Father, teach me to trust you. Teach me to cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God and bringing them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My hope is in Jesus because he always comes through for me. He comes through for you and me. Can I hear an amen? We're never left alone. Amen. Never, 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 never ever think. Yeah, your flesh will tell you, oh yeah, he's left you. God doesn't hear you. God doesn't hear your prayers. Oh yes, he does. He hears our prayers all the time. Amen? We're not left alone. He's always with us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The eternal, the everlasting, the excessive life of God is living in you and me. And aren't we glad for that? We are glad, glad, glad. Though the world is shaken with so many things going on right now, we know that the greater one lives in us. We know that we have an eternal perspective. Amen? Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Having an eternal perspective is the key to living a true Christian, following the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And the eternal perspective says, 2 Corinthians 4:18, so fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Can I hear an amen? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Remember, I love this, and I'll keep saying it as often and as many times that the Lord directs me to say it. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth through our Lord Jesus Christ, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food, which is the Word of God, the eternal, everlasting Word living on the inside of you and me. We are taught by a supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book, the Bible. Excuse me. We are led by a supernatural captain, the Lord Jesus Christ, in right paths to assure us victories all the time. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Our April scripture for 2023 is Nahum 1:7. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. And there's another translation is, he is my strong tower in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. The Lord is good. He is a refuge and a strong tower, a stronghold in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. In Jesus' name, and I trust that you were blessed. Thank you for tuning in and getting your daily bread, supernatural daily bread. We have physical bread, but we want supernatural bread that God gives us, and that is his word. So, Father, we just want to say thank you so much for every listener. Thank you that we get to partake of your supernatural food, Father, that is spiritual food unto our spirit, man, and unto our body. Your word is medicine to all our flesh. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet, we can walk in peace and in the love of God, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Your goodness and your blessings, Father, are chasing us and running over it all around us, Father. So for that, I thank you so much. For every listener, Father, we thank you that the enemy is bound, defeated, rendered powerless, inoperative. All plots and plans and assignments and wicked schemes are canceled, voided out, and eradicated from their lives, from their homes, their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, their son-in-laws, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and for all our FHK members, Father, that they listen to the daily bread, Lord. For all our supporters, Father God, we thank you for divine protection. Thank you that the angels all around us, everywhere we go, Father, we are in the canopy of protection. We're in the bubble from trouble, and we are under the umbrella of the protection of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And we just want to say thank you once again. In Jesus' name, we love you, we miss you. Have a blessed evening, and I will see you tomorrow. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.